This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Love and support for all kinds of different ideas. That's what you find on the Daily DJV program. So here we are, all together in order. Jennifer Horn, I don't know what order. Victoria Keenan, I suppose, length of time having been here. Victoria, you've been here. Actually, Carrie, you've been longer than Victoria, right? When did you start?
Almost 4 years ago.
4 years ago. And so
wow,
Victoria's
really?
Been here almost 3.
Time flies.
Wow.
When you're having fun, Kara, right?
I'm almost at 2.5.
That's how that works.
Are you?
All right, so then it should be Jenna, in order of service, it should be Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and Victoria Keelan.
I think you recruited Jen from her kindergarten class, right?
Yes.
Right. Victoria, that's right. Here, little girl.
I'm your child now, but I've been here a long time.
A piece of candy. All right, so Jennifer, then you have the honors of kicking off this hour with a big blockbusting.
I do work for candy.
And go.
Send it my way. I love it. All right. So, wow. Lots of news in this Trump-Russia investigation. There has been a new reveal that is trending this week that Peter Strzok, remember that FBI agent who was sending those text messages to his girlfriend Lisa Page? Well, new documents that have been turned over to Congress have now raised grave concerns about what was this, it seems to be at least systemic culture of media leaking among the highest level FBI and Justice Department officials. What was happening is that according to these text messages anyway, the FBI, these guys there, the agents, would leak stories to the news media. The news media would print the stories because they were coming from sources within the FBI. And then the FBI and the Department of Justice would use the stories that were planted in the media to launch investigations or to continue investigations into all sorts of things, not just President Trump. This should be disturbing to everybody. This is a letter that was brought forth by Representative Mark Meadows. He's a Republican out of North Carolina, and he points in particular to two text message exchanges in April 2017 between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, where they discussed back and forth the media leak strategy. That's what they were calling it. He said, I had literally just gone to find this phone to tell you I want to talk to you about the media leak strategy with the DOJ before you go. And then he goes into detail, an assessment of what she did as far as the leaks once she did it. She said 2 days later, Peter Strzok wrote another text message, well done, Paige, and told her that two negative articles about President Trump would soon come out. So kind of interesting. If this is true, take Trump out of it, take Obama out of it. If this is the type of stuff that is going on at the Department of Justice and the FBI, it is really, really important for us as a republic, as a democracy, to know this, because once people start losing faith in law enforcement, which is already happening locally in law enforcement agencies around the country, you have a really big problem. And if people think there's one set of rules for one race or one political class or another, that's really dangerous stuff. And I think what our inclination is to kind of poo-poo this because either it doesn't fit what we want to talk about politically or, but when we take the politics out, this is really huge stuff that it could be the biggest scandal in our time. And these types of things have to be fixed. Otherwise, I don't, not to be like a weirdo fearmonger, but how do you keep a country running when you have this type of stuff going on? It's just, it's hard to imagine that.
It's been going on since time began, it would seem, this sort of thing. People are corrupt. They get corrupted by any number of things. And so it goes on, and it has a lot of different faces to it, Jennifer. I think the outrage this week, from my point of view, and it's not, I don't feign outrage, unless you can hear it in my voice, I do, my tone
will
change.
How dare you? Go ahead.
Yes, how dare you? Right. But then you look at these racially charged cartoons that appeared in an Australian newspaper. Not only did they take a shot at Serena, but also the Japanese lady, what is her name, Naomi Osaka. Like the world, from this Aussie's point of view, needs to be pure white. And you hear that. I went to see the movie last night, the final operation finale or whatever it was about the capturing of Adolf Eichmann. It was fascinating to know what it was based on, true accounts of how he was actually captured, and what went on, and what you learned about him, and what you learned about what was done. Yeah, certainly there's a Hollywood treatment to it, but still there's enough truth to it that you wonder how these people gained such significant, huge support for reasons that are based entirely on their own egos or insecurities. And so that's what this stuff, that's where it comes from. Why would you think you were any better if you were white than somebody who's black, other than someone telling you? Where do you get that? Where do you come up with those values? Maybe not just that value, but any value. Where do we come up with our value and our judgments? And it's like anything else. It's in our environment. It's in the families or whatever things you're exposed to as you grow up. That's where prejudice comes from. So, but really and truly, other than people looking different, what's the difference between someone? I mean, I hear people making fun of, you know, the cheekbones of a black person. They look like this and that and the other thing. But I find jealousy is usually the reason for that. The people are jealous, but they go about it in such a clumsy way.
It's insecurity, it's ignorance. It's, you know, any type of it's fear mongering. Oh, they. And when you, anytime you keep hearing someone say they,
right,
they are doing this, and they want to take your jobs, and they want to, you know, harm your family, and they want to do, and that's all you, the they grows into this image of whatever your fear is. It takes the shape of whatever your own fear and insecurity is. And I think that's a huge problem. And we're seeing that a lot right now in our own country. And it's, to me, it's terrifying. Yeah. It's absolutely terrifying that we're
terrifying.
Going back
just,
that. Yeah. I'm terrified for the future of our country that we are backtracking so quickly and in such a violent way. And it's just, it's, I don't know. I find it very disturbing.
I think the cause of the backtrack is people's embrace of socialism. Socialism, and I don't think they realize it, but socialism and the farther we move towards it is an incredible, completely flawed and racist system. That is the epitome of giving one group of something over another group. And I think that's what scares me most about young people, is that they think that the answer to a lot is socialism. And if anything, if you're worried about racism now, boy oh boy, under
even
a system that, like that, it's not going to work. Capitalism, the one thing that's wonderful about capitalism is that racism doesn't exist as far as opportunities go. People of all
have an opportunity.
They all have opportunity.
Right.
Well, in theory,
rise.
Yes. In theory, live in a capitalist society.
That's not always true.
And everybody has something to strive for. There's always hope. There's always a hand up if you choose to take it. Those are things that are really, really important, I think, not only to our psyche, but to keep things, even though we have flaws, keeping us still one of the better countries on the planet in terms of race.
I'm sitting here in my studio practicing Leonard Nimoy's Two Fingers Together as I was thinking about how we all could,
the Vulcan
if
salute.
Applying ourselves, live long and prosper. Look at the attention paid appropriately to John Legend, who won, now he's the first black man, and people underscore that at 39, to win all of the major awards, the Emmys, the Grammys, the Oscars, the Tonys. Here's a guy, I didn't pay any attention to this guy until, maybe you heard me start talking about him, praising him about a year or so ago, was it? Maybe a year and a half. I don't even remember what brought me around to seeing what
La La
accomplished.
Land.
Was it
you,
La La Land?
Saw,
I guess
yeah,
maybe it was.
I don't
yeah,
think you had heard of him
that.
Before you saw
yeah,
La La
I hadn't
La
really
Land.
Much, no. And then I saw some people taking shots at him. And, you know, I said it in my under my breath, stick it up, you know, the hot poker. Visualization. I don't get it. But I don't want to go down the same road that some of them do. So, anyway, but it's good that you brought that up to our attention, Jennifer. Thank you. Here's something else that you ought to know. That's because the highest calling of this program is to bring you things that either you don't know or you haven't thought about. Even if it's about, if we're talking about things that are universal, that people say, oh, yeah, I know something about that or something. But then do you know, for example, that the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, as irrelevant as many of you think it is, it does have an online presence. They've added 800 new words to their database. And along with the new words come new meanings. Here's one of them. Emotional people get hangry when they are angry and hungry. So the new word, this is a legitimate word according to Merriam-Webster, is hangry. And let's see here. There's meals are noodles made from zucchini or zoodles.
Oh, yeah. New zoodles word. Are great.
Are they?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're the ones you cut it up like spaghetti.
Spirals. You can get them in the store now, and they make ones with carrots.
Yeah, they're all over the place. That's right. Let's see here. What else do we have that's new? Watch a show. It leads to being the show is bingeable. I've done it before. I started watching 24 that way over in England one night at Hurry Geller's house.
Are these new words now? Because I feel like binge and hangry have been around for years.
They're new words that are in the dictionary.
I know. I'm just surprised that it's taken so long to
add
them.
Hangry went into the dictionary. I feel like we talked about hangry.
I thought so, too.
I feel like we had to tell you what it was, Doug.
Maybe a different one, because this is Merriam-Webster.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe it went into dictionary.com or something like that.
More new words coming up here on the DJB Show, 18 past the hour.
There's a time and a place for black and white, like when you're learning to play piano, or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white. So go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
And now, a page from the diary of Flo.
Dear diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges.
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Many of us share great memories of eating ice cream in the park, one of the great pleasures of summer. But we'll have no more of that in Boulder, Colorado. The city has now banned ice cream as an option for vendors in all the local parks. That's because the ice cream bars that were being sold come in larger sizes and have higher sugar and fat content than is allowed under the city's latest nutrition guidelines. Those rules apply to all ice cream, but also to nuts, chips, packaged fruits, cereal, cookies, pudding, and all other snacks. Should city governments even have rules for such things? Or should we all look through the lens of liberty and insist that such regulations be withdrawn? We can decide for ourselves when and where we want to enjoy ice cream.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And change past the hour. This is becoming a very familiar tune once again across America. And it's because it comes from the biopic of Freddie Mercury, Bohemian Rhapsody. Is the name of the movie. It's going to premiere at Wembley, interestingly enough, London's big arena, which is adjacent to the original Wembley Stadium where Queen performed the Live Aid show back in 1985. How many people have seen video or know, remember that?
Oh, that's iconic. Yep.
Yep. The opening night for this announced in a statement from the band saying the world premiere for feature film Bohemian Rhapsody will be held at the SSE Arena in Wembley in London on the 23rd of October. Guests and fans will be welcome to the venue to celebrate this highly anticipated release of Bohemian Rhapsody, walking the red carpet. They'll be able to go with the film stars like Rami Malek and Mike Myers. Also on, joining the cast on the red carpet will be Queen members Brian May and Roger Taylor. The premiere is going to benefit the Mercury Phoenix Trust, which is an organization founded in Freddie's name, which supports the HIV/AIDS initiative all around the world. Queen announced last week on what would have been Freddie's 72nd birthday that the Bohemian Rhapsody soundtrack is going to be released on October 19th. Features some previously unreleased material. Audio tracks from Queen's performance at Live Aid will be released for the first time ever as part of this soundtrack, along with some other rare live tracks apparently from across their career, new versions of their classic songs and unreleased studio recordings, that kind of stuff. Produced by Brian May and Roger Taylor, who are also producers on the movie. The Bohemian Rhapsody soundtrack, released October 19th, as a CD, as a cassette, as a double LP, and as a digital album. So the last week of October, a lot of activity surrounding Bohemian Rhapsody, which is a highly anticipated movie. At the movies last night, I saw the preview again, and Rami Malek seems to fit into that groove, man.
Yeah, they're already talking Oscar buzz for him.
I've heard that, yeah. All right, so he's, Freddie Mercury's gone, folks. It's Rami we're talking about. Speaking of those who are gone, Don McGuire, last surviving member of the Hilltoppers, passed away at his home in Kentucky at the age of 86. This fellow came from this area of Kentucky, had a short illness. The Hilltoppers rose to fame in the 50s with songs like this. P.S. I Love You. You want to crank this up a little, Kara?
Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, I can't explain.
This makes me laugh.
Contrast.
I just couldn't handle it if this was all that was available to me to listen to for music.
Just visualize Doug in an old pickup
in a Letterman sweater
down the road.
I will play another one of those songs, Kara. You got trying there, so play that.
I'm trying.
Is this better, Victoria?
No, I'm trying not to fall asleep.
Yeah, no. This gets wound up a little
bit. Yeah, just wait for it.
Right. Wait for the hook.
You're still my every thought, dear.
There were a lot of groups like this in the 50s, 40s, and 50s. They had great harmonies. They were all friends, grew up. It's not unlike what happened. Here, life. It cranks up a little, isn't it? Further down the road, if you will.
Anyway. Yeah, I just went through the whole song. This is as upbeat as
it gets.
All right, don't make fun of the fella, he's passed away. Anyway,
him.
Don McQuire. Yeah, it wasn't about him. Jimmy Sacca, Seymour Spiegel, and Billy Vaughn were all members. Billy Vaughn went off on his own later in his career. So it's 28 after here on the DJV program.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The National Weather Service says more than 5.4 million people are under hurricane watches or warnings as a potentially deadly Hurricane Florence barrels towards the United States. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
This storm is a monster. It's big and it's vicious.
Ed Rappaport is with the National Hurricane Center.
We think that by late Thursday into Friday, the center will be approaching the coast and making landfall. We still expect it to be quite strong at Category 3 or 4 on the scale of 5. And we have significant threats here beyond the wind. One is storm surge, and the other is rainfall.
Hurricane and tropical storm warnings are now posted for parts of the coast of Virginia and also North and South Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year.
A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Welcome to the world of Mondo Bizarro things. And yes, it is the real world, the DJV show with Jennifer, Kara, Victoria, in order of appearance when first started. I don't know that I want to keep that up or not, because, well, we'll see. Let's see how it fits. DJV means Doug, Jen, Victoria, so we have a C there. The C actually gets more attention sometimes than the D or the J or the V. I'll have to take that under advisement. As we have Miss V with the trending story here. Go ahead, Victoria.
Okay. A rural state legislature district in Georgia might be forced to redo a primary election between two Republicans due to errors with its voter database. In May, State Representative Dan Gassaway lost his seat to businessman Chris Irwin by a very slim margin of only 67 votes. But it turns out 70 of the ballots were wrong. So he technically maybe won and just didn't know it. So now they are trying to figure out exactly what happened. It turns out 6,000 votes had been cast. The Secretary of State's office, which oversees the state elections, had to certify the results. And it turns out that in most cases, at least with the 67 voters, they were mailed the wrong ballot. And
really?
They were mailed the wrong ballot for districts that they weren't even allowed to vote in. It was a mess.
I've been in service to our state for 32 years, you bumbling booze.
Yeah, so rightfully so, Gassaway filed a lawsuit in June because he wanted a do-over, and we don't even know technically if the election was stolen from him. Maybe he wouldn't win, but now it looks like they're heading towards redoing the entire primary because it was just so close, and now they've admitted that there were a lot of mistakes made with the ballots. So, and this goes also to, you know, there are a lot of people that say that they don't want online voting, and I totally get that, and there are a lot of good reasons to not want to do online voting.
Yep.
But then even, we can't even get paper ballots right. So I don't know what the answer is, for the, especially
the
with
is to have
midterms
a complete,
coming up.
To nuke this
Dump
whole
all the old
system.
And bring in the new.
And bring in the new. Drain the swamp, literally.
At least with paper, you have evidence that people got the wrong ballots.
Right.
That's a good thing.
Yep. All right, other people in the news. Olivia Newton-John, sadly diagnosed with cancer again. This is three times she has breast cancer. She said she was treating the cancer with modern medicines and also natural remedies. She had cancer at the base of her spine, she was told last year. My husband's always there. He's always there to support me. I believe I will win over. And that's my goal, win over the cancer. She'll be 70 in a couple of weeks. She has released a number of songs. She's got quite the bright voice. I think that's maybe the way I would describe her. She was touring with a new album, Live On, when she was diagnosed with it. She had the first time around breast cancer was in 92. So in 92 and 2002, so each of the last three decades, breast cancer spread to her shoulder. It's insidious stuff. I remember when Tony, my first and only wife, had it. It started in her back, actually. Breast cancer was first in her back, and then it went into her shoulder and her arm, and then it went into her brain, and then it went into her bones, and it's a miserable, horrible thing. And it takes so much to fight it. You got to really have a mental... you have to have a good team. You have to have a good attitude. She's taking cannabis oil for the pain. And this brings me around to thinking about some of the things that we have been talking about off and on here with an eye toward trying to figure out. You've heard the story about Elon Musk and the fact the Air Force may investigate him because he's a government contractor. He's been smoking pot. Well, who do you know who hasn't smoked? Maybe I'm probably the only guy in captivity. Jennifer, you tried it once or twice, I think. Kara, I don't know whether you have.
No, just once.
Once, okay. And I know that Victoria, you said you dabbled in it a couple of times. I know my daughter tried it once. My son tried it a couple of times. I have no sense of, you know, what it's about to smoke pot. But I know that you look around, as you've heard me say many times, my mother died at 50 because she was an alcoholic. And I look at some of the impacts that have happened as a result of these legal substances like liquor. A lot of fraternities, by the way, this year and next apparently are going to crack down because they realize the effect of hard liquor on the fraternities, the members of the fraternities. There have been a number of alcohol-related deaths in these circumstances. There's a national umbrella organization for fraternities that said that over the next year, hundreds of fraternities are not going to serve alcohol above 15%. What's the average? I mean, this is my naivete. What's the average if you're drinking
that
wine
would just
or
be
you're drinking
hard liquor? I mean, most beers are like 9% is a really high for a beer. Most of those around like
so. 5%. Is this so much about
wine?
Is this
no
nothing?
More than 15.
Yeah.
Is this a PR statement for the fraternity organization?
Beer and wine. I doubt that that's going to really work because people are going to want to drink whiskey and vodka and whatever, tequila, whatever else.
Yeah.
And I don't know if too many college kids are really into wine. I don't know. Yeah, at least for me, I didn't get into
wine.
Well,
if you look back, though, over the last year, there have been pledges at LSU and Penn State, Florida State, dying after hazing incidents involving alcohol?
To me, the problem is more the culture than the alcohol, though, because you can drink alcohol responsibly. I drank alcohol in college, and I never blacked out. I was never at risk of dying. I think the issue is more that they keep drinking and drinking and drinking until they pass out on the floor, and you can do that with beer and wine, too. So something's got to change in the culture of how they deal with alcohol, not what kind of alcohol they're drinking.
In fact, I'd actually go on a limb, and maybe it's just personal experience with my family, but beer consumption, I think, seems to be the way alcohol... You know, it used to always be that alcoholics would be seen with vodka because it's odorless, and maybe that still happens. But the people that I know that are the hardcore alcoholics, beer, 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 just tons,
my mother,
tons of it.
My mother would go through a case of beer a day in some circumstances.
Wow.
That's a lot of beer.
And family too.
So let's connect the dots a little bit further here, if we can, because we go from alcohol. We're talking. I'm going to circle back around a pot in a minute, but you go from alcohol, and then you look at the use of OxyContin and some of these other drugs that are way out of control. I mean, out of control. So I thought it was interesting that the maker of OxyContin is going to fund a cheaper overdose reversal drug. Purdue Pharma, which makes OxyContin, announcing that it's funding the development of a cheaper opioid antidote. They're providing a $3 million grant to Harm Reduction Therapeutics to speed up the production of an inexpensive over-the-counter version of naloxone, which is a nasal spray. And naloxone counteracts the effects of an opioid overdose. Hey, how about we just stop prescribing opioids? Why do we have to have an antidote to it? Well, I mean, think about this. Just another way for these people to make money.
Yeah, but there's so many. There's so much black market stuff now. Of opioids. Unfortunately, there is a need for that drug Narcan, which is the counterpart to whatever this new one that they're going to make. That saved Demi Lovato's life.
Yep.
Her assistant gave it to her in enough time. We do need it.
Yeah. How much of a problem this is. I think we're lucky enough, the four of us here are lucky enough to not realize about the opioid crisis, but there was
my
narcotics
son tells
in the
me
paper.
Stories
oh my gosh, a whole
make hair stand on your end.
A whole apartment complex in Glendale. I was just reading about it in the paper on Sunday in Los Angeles. Like half of the apartment complex, it was in the hospital, and like four of them died because they were all doing fentanyl in this place. I mean, it was apartment after apartment after apartment. Imagine that. Ugh.
Yeah. So let's now circle back around to the discussion of cannabis. Thinking this is sort of triggered when I saw that Olivia Newton-John is using these various things that come from hemp and from cannabis, the oil that takes care of the pain, and people using that. There's a move afoot. It's just beginning to use marijuana and cannabis to relieve pain instead of using opioids. So I thought it was interesting when somebody who heard me talking about this last week, a guy named Big Mike, sent this to me. He says there are a number of people talking about the medical uses for cannabis. I thought I'd send this along to you. Cannabis can be used for pain relief. Cannabis can be used for post-traumatic stress disorder. Cannabis is used for nausea and vomiting. Helps with appetite stimulation, medical cannabis for asthma, glaucoma, a sleep aid, cancer, as Olivia Newton-John mentioned, and it's being used now by doctors to manage epilepsy, reducing seizures in people who have severe forms of epilepsy. And people who have had severe concussions in sports, according to an Israeli research project, that's where this guy got the information from an outfit in Israel. They're using cannabis as a treatment for traumatic brain injury as well, because it reduces the swelling. So you can say
that's
what you will. Yeah, I thought the whole thing was interesting. I think that people will come to realize this fairly soon. And I'm just tired of seeing all of the focus on these serious drugs.
Yeah.
And, you know, people say, well, marijuana is a gateway drug and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm not here. I'm not. I
personally have never found that to be true. With any of my friends or anything that I've said, I've never
people,
found that
to be true. Is, and
yeah, it depends on your chemical
not.
Makeup.
It's
exactly.
People. It's
yeah.
The same thing when people can drink a glass or two of wine and not 14 bottles in one sitting. It's the same
and not, yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know, it's
everybody's
NFL,
chemistry is different. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're talking about the traumatic brain stuff and CTE. A lot of NFL players have been trying to lobby the NFL to allow for medical marijuana use for pain instead of having them take opioids.
So they do the drug tests, they won't show up as negative because they do drug tests.
Right.
Those guys.
So, but the NFL won't budge on that. So
nah,
I don't know.
Their core constituency doesn't like it. All right, well, let's have a good thought for Olivia Newton-John, who's contributed so much to the musical world. 46 past the hour on the DJV program.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Type 2 diabetes is on the rise.
The increased incidence of obesity is what has probably driven part of the increase in diabetes.
Dr. Adrian Vella says diabetes happens when your blood sugar is too high. It's a leading cause of blindness and amputations, and it increases your risk of heart disease and kidney failure.
Dealing with high blood sugars early gives you a better chance of spending a longer time not requiring medications or other interventions to control your diabetes.
Dr. Vella says some people develop type 2 diabetes even if they're not overweight. But for others, lifestyle choices such as eating right, exercising, and losing weight can help prevent and even manage the chronic condition. Treatment with those lifestyle changes, medication, or even insulin can help control diabetes and prevent complications. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators such as hiring and economic optimism are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mike Rossell is here with us on the DJV program. If you're looking to turn over a healthier new leaf this fall, nothing to worry about. Dr. Mike Rossell is here with us to talk about some steps that will bring you to a healthier lifestyle. Dr. Mike is known for transforming sort of complex nutritional concepts into practical nutritional habits. And that's what we really need. We have to break the old habits, Dr. Mike, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's a couple things. That's what I wanted to talk about today.
That's we're getting into fall, certainly. People seem to be healthier because of the ability to do a lot of outdoor activities in the summertime, swimming and boating and running and riding bikes and all kinds of things. But as we get into the, I don't even want to say this, I'm going to wash my mouth out with soap, into the fall and into the bad weather of the winter time, you got to sort of figure out what you have. If you've done it easily in the summer, maybe not so easy in the winter. So what are the first steps that you recommend as we move into this other time of the year?
Well, you know, I think you hit it right on the nose when you said easy. And the best nutritional changes that you can make are simple ones. I had a nutrition professor that used to always say, people don't like to eat healthy foods, but they like to be told that the foods they're eating are healthy. And so I have some foods that we could talk about that are foods that are healthy versions of the foods that you love and would crave eating. And that's a really simple way to start making positive behavior changes for your health.
Right. All right. So let's go through the list.
So the first is made by Quest Nutrition, and Quest makes those foods that you crave work for you by taking some of your favorite indulgences but not having any of the nutritional compromises. I think a perfect example of that are cookies. Like, everybody loves cookies, but
yep.
People don't necessarily love the sugar and the carbs that come along with the cookies. And so Quest has cookies that are high in protein and high in fiber but low in sugar and low in net carbs. So, for example, they have a chocolate chip cookie, which contains 15 grams of protein, 9 grams of fiber, and only 1 gram of sugar.
All right, what does it taste like? That's what everybody wants to know. How does this taste?
That's the best part about the Quest cookies, is that they taste delicious. They're soft and chewy, and personally, I like to, you put them in the microwave for about 10 seconds, and then they're warm and soft and chewy, and you don't feel like you're giving anything up, but you're not getting 25 grams of sugar. You're only getting one with 15 grams of protein compared to probably one or zero you'd get in a traditional cookie. So it's a great switch with a much better nutritional profile.
All right. So that's step one, or tip number one. Let's keep going.
Yeah. So the next one is snacks, and Quest also makes bars, and they're actually protein bars that I've been eating for years and have recommended that my clients eat for years, too. They're high in protein, so they contain 21 grams of protein, and they also are really these sweet, delicious flavors, kind of like the cookies that you're going to crave and really look forward to eating. Like, one of the areas where people struggle is high-protein snacks. Something that's easy, portable, and delicious. And the Quest bars, like their birthday cake, is one of my favorites. It gives you that sweet flavor that you crave, but with low sugar and high protein. So it's perfect for your midday snack.
So is there a secret to the taste? Because sugar, as we know, is what's responsible. That's why people like things, because it's easy to flavor them up or make them taste good with sugar. So what's the new rule here?
Well, that's the great thing about the Quest nutrition products we've been talking about, is that they are low in sugar. So they have, you know, the way that they develop their products, they're sweet but not sweetened with traditional sugars that we want to minimize. So that's what makes them, you know, that's what makes them such good switches.
All right, what else have we got here in this list?
So another thing that people love is coffee. And I've actually come up with a way to make coffee even better for you with a product called NeuroCoffee. And what NeuroCoffee is, it's first of its kind. It's a coffee designed to help improve and support your brain health, which we infuse the coffee with these specific coffee fruit antioxidants that are patented and shown in clinical studies to help improve a protein in your body that helps your body grow and repair neurons while also support your memory.
All right. What's the final ramp up here?
So the last piece that is a key to any healthy diet is getting enough vegetables. And sometimes people are like, oh, man, how am I going to get in all these vegetables? So you got to find a way that you want to do it. And Fresh Express has come up with these sauté kits, which make vegetables in a way that you're going to want to and you're going to enjoy eating them. They're ready in under 3 minutes. They come in 4 different flavors that people love. And they're made with really cool exotic vegetable combos. And I think the best part is you can make them in under 3 minutes. You just heat up the pan, add a little oil, mix in the sauce, and you're ready to go. I mean, if you add protein, you have a complete meal in a little bit over 3 minutes. So it's a really great way to get vegetables that you're going to love and crave.
Celebrating really good eating, celebrating moments, thinking about how you can stay healthy, eating the right way. These are great ideas. Thank you, Dr. Mike Roussel, here to help you turn over or continue with your healthier lifestyle here on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.